Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, remembered by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Lamed. The third parak, Kama Niach. The third parak has been generally responsible by Zerch and Nishmas, or Rav Yitzchak ben Mer Golombek. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara relates that pious people used to hide their thorns and shards of glass in their fields, so they wouldn't cause damage, and they would bury them three tefachim deep, so they would not block the plow. Rav Sheshes would throw them into a fire, and Rava would throw them into the Tigris River. Rav Yudah said, Haiman de Boyle Mahavi Chasida, one who wants to be a pious person, a kind Mili de Nezikin, he should fulfill the words of Masech Nezikin. Rava says, Mili de Avos, he should fulfill the words of Perki Avos. Others say, Mili de Brachos, he should fulfill the words of Masech de Brachos. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hamotzi Estivna Vakashu Rishus Rabim Gazvoim. If one puts his cut straw or uncut straw in Rishus Rabim to become fertilizer, and someone was damaged by it, the owner must pay for the damages. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah seems to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, who said that one is permitted to place manure material in Rishus Rabim during certain times of the year so that it would be stepped on and processed into fertilizer. It answers that although it is permitted to leave in public, he agrees that he's liable to pay for any damages. Although Rabbi Yudah said in the Mishnah, "Bener Chanukah Pater," one is exempt from paying damages caused by a Chanukah lamp left in public, because it's there with permission, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda means it's with Rishus Mitzvah, permission for the purpose of a mitzvah. However, Rabbi Yudah says explicitly in another brisa that one is exempt for hazards left in public with permission, and two new answers are given. Rav Nachman says our Mishnah is discussing one who left straw out in public when it's not the season to do so. Rav Ashi says that straw is not included in Rabbi Yehuda's exemption, Mishim de Mishraki, because it's slippery and especially hazardous. And point number three, the Mishnah taught about straw left out in public. Kol kodeh behen zocheh, whoever is first to take it, acquires it. Rav explains, ben begufim ben meshivchan, anyone may acquire both the straw itself and its improvements gained while improperly left in public. Ziri says, "Peshivchan of a lebegufan, one may acquire its improvements, but not the straw itself, and the owner retains its original value." The Gemara explains that Rav holds kansu gufan mishim shivchan. They penalize the item itself because of the improvement gained unlawfully, and Ziri holds they did not. The Gemara eventually clarifies that Rav agrees that something which is not improved by being left in Rishus Rabim is not subject to this penalty and may not be taken. The Gemara asks if items which do become improved are penalized immediately according to Rav, or only after they are improved. The question is not resolved. The Gemara quotes a brisa in which Tanaim argue about the permissibility of taking straw left out in public and says that Zairi must concede that his position is subject to a machlokes Tanaim. Rav can explain that both Tanaim agree that they penalize the item itself, but that the Tana Kama holds halacha ve'en morin kein. This is the halacha, but we do not rule this way publicly. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara relates that pious people used to hide their thorns and shards of glass in their fields so they wouldn't cause damage, and they would bury them three tefachim deep so they would not block the plow. Rav Sheshes would throw them into a fire, and Rava would throw them into the Tigris River. Rav Yudah said, Haiman de Boyle Mahavi Chasida, one who wants to be a pious person, a kind Mili de Nezikin, he should fulfill the words of Masech Nezikin. Rava says, Mili de Avos, he should fulfill the words of Perki Avos. Others say, Mili de Brachos, he should fulfill the words of Masech de Brachos. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Hamotzi Estivna Vakashu Rishus Rabim Gazvoim. If one puts his cut straw or uncut straw in Rishus Rabim to become fertilizer, and someone was damaged by it, the owner must pay for the damages. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah seems to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, who said that one is permitted to place manure material in Rishus Rabim during certain times of the year so that it would be stepped on and processed into fertilizer. It answers that although it is permitted to leave in public, he agrees that he's liable to pay for any damages. Although Rabbi Yudah said in the Mishnah, "Bener Chanukah Pater," one is exempt from paying damages caused by a Chanukah lamp left in public, because it's there with permission, the Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda means it's with Rishus Mitzvah, permission for the purpose of a mitzvah. However, Rabbi Yudah says explicitly in another brisa that one is exempt for hazards left in public with permission, and two new answers are given. Rav Nachman says our Mishnah is discussing one who left straw out in public when it's not the season to do so. Rav Ashi says that straw is not included in Rabbi Yehuda's exemption, Mishim de Mishraki, because it's slippery and especially hazardous. And point number three, the Mishnah taught about straw left out in public. Kol kodeh behen zocheh, whoever is first to take it, acquires it. Rav explains, ben begufim ben meshivchan, anyone may acquire both the straw itself and its improvements gained while improperly left in public. Ziri says, "Peshivchan of a lebegufan, one may acquire its improvements, but not the straw itself, and the owner retains its original value." The Gemara explains that Rav holds kansu gufan mishim shivchan. They penalize the item itself because of the improvement gained unlawfully, and Ziri holds they did not. The Gemara eventually clarifies that Rav agrees that something which is not improved by being left in Rishus Rabim is not subject to this penalty and may not be taken. The Gemara asks if items which do become improved are penalized immediately according to Rav, or only after they are improved. The question is not resolved. The Gemara quotes a braisa in which Tanaim argue about the permissibility of taking straw left out in public and says that Zairi must concede that his position is subject to a machlokes Tanaim. Rav can explain that both Tanaim agree that they penalize the item itself, but that the Tana Kama holds halacha ve'en morin kein. This is the halacha, but we do not rule this way publicly. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Chamed, and our standard Siman is a Melamed, a Rebbe. So here goes. The pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikin, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, while another person came and acquired some of the straw for himself. Once again, slow motion. The pious Rebbe, that must mean we're on Daf Lamed, Melamed. The pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikin, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, which reminds us, Rabbi Yehuda said, Haiman debay l'mahabe chasida, one who wants to be a pious person, l'kai milid nezikin, should fulfill the words of Masechet Nezikin. Rava says, milid avos, he should fulfill the words of Perkei Avos. Others say, milid brachos, he should fulfill the words of Masechet Brachos. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikin, Perkei Avos and Brachos, so they should become chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Amosi is tifna v'kasho, if one puts his cut straw or uncut straw in Rishus HaRabim to become fertilizer, and someone was damaged by it, the owner must pay for the damages. So the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikin, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, while another person came and acquired some of the straw for himself, which reminds us, the Mishnah taught about straw left out in public. Kol kodem mehen zocha, whoever is first to take it, acquires it. Rav explains, ben begufam ben meshivchon, anyone may acquire both the straw itself and its improvements gained while improperly left in public. Zairi says, meshivchon avlo begufan, one may acquire its improvements, but not the straw itself, and the owner retains its original value. So once again, the pious Rebbe who was teaching his Talmidim Nezikin, Perkei Avos, and Brachos, so they should become Chasidim, told his class to look outside as a man had just slipped on cut straw that someone had placed on the road to become fertilizer, while another person came and acquired some of the straw for himself. All right, so now it's time for four Balap Chazara. Daf Chavav. So the Siman Daf Chavav is a military coup. So here goes. When the soldiers in the military coup, that must mean we're in Daf Chavav. When the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Rego shadarsal gabi tinok b'chatsu anizak. If an animal through Rego trampled a child in the yard of the nizak, killing him, what's the halacha regarding whether the owner pays kofar? Do we say that just as Karen, once it's a mu'ud, or chehu, it's his habit and he pays kofar, so Rego would pay kofar as well, or perhaps kofar is only paid for Karen, which is kavanaso, a hazik, intended to harm. So when the soldiers in the military coup search to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, they're able to find him breaking pot after pot in his sleep, requiring him to pay nezik, and not dal advarim, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, adam mu'ud la'olam, a man is always mu'ud, and pays nezek shalom ben shogeg ben mezid ben er ben yashin, whether he's awake or asleep, simas ein chavero, if he blinded his fellow's eye, v'shibar sekelim, or broke utensils, he pays full damages. The Gemara notes that the Mishnah groups these last two cases together to teach that just as when breaking kelim he only pays damages because no other payments are applicable, so too when he blinds or otherwise injures someone unintentionally, he only pays nezek and not the additional four payments for injuring a person, tzar ripu yishevas and boshes. So, when the soldiers in the military coup searched to find the owner of the ox that trampled the young child to death to make him pay kofar, they were able to find him breaking pot after pot in his sleep, requiring him to pay nezek and not dal advarim, because he was lying next to the man throwing pots out the window toward a pillow which a soldier had just moved. Which reminds us, if one threw a utensil from a roof and there were pillows and cushions beneath it on the ground, and someone else comes along and removes them, or he himself came ahead and removed them, resulting in the utensil breaking on the ground, he is putter from paying, since at the time he threw it, his arrows were stopped, meaning his act of throwing would not have broken the utensil since the pillows were on the ground. One is not liable for removing the cushions because this cause of the damage was indirect. Daf Chav Zayin. So the Siman Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The boy playing his kazoo, that must mean we're a Daf Chav Zayin. The boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart, which reminds us, Rabbi said, if one placed a coal on another person's heart and he died, he's not liable for murder since the victim should have removed it and caused his own death. If he placed it on someone's garment and it burned, he is liable. The owner didn't remove it, intending to demand payment afterwards. So the boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart that he tripped over a jug that another person left in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which reminds us. The third parak begins, HaManiach Esa Kad Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. If one left the jug in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and someone else came and tripped on it and broke it, he's patur from paying for it. If he's injured, the owner pays for his damages. The Gemara asks, he should have watched where he's going and should have to pay for breaking the pitcher out of negligence. Rabbi Ula answers, he's not liable because it's not the way of people to focus on the road as they walk. So the boy playing his kazoo got so distracted when he saw someone place a coal on another person's heart that he tripped over a jug that another person left in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and fell right next to a cistern where one partner was getting hit with a shovel for drawing water on a day, which wasn't his, which reminds us. Rav Chisda sent a question to Rav Nachman about a water cistern owned by two people, and when one was drawing water on a day which was not his and refused to stop, his partner struck him with the handle of a shovel. Rav Nachman declared, let him strike the partner 100 blows with a handle. For although Amoraim argue if one may enforce the law himself, but makum seda avid inish dina lenafshe, where he would suffer a loss by waiting to go to court, such as here, where he would not know how much water his partner took, everyone agrees one may enforce the law himself. Dav Chav Ches. So the Siman Dav Chav Ches is a strong man, Koach. So here goes. The strong man, that must be more Dav Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, which reminds us, if an ox went on top of another ox to kill it, and the lower ox's owner came and pulled out his ox from underneath, causing the upper ox to fall and die, he is patur from paying. So the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, which reminds us, the Mishnah teaches that if a public path was passing through one's field and the owner repossessed the path and gave the public a path on the side of his field, mashan nasan nasan, what he gave, and the new path belongs to the public, and the path he took as his does not become his. So the strong man who pulled out his ox from under an attacking ox, killing the attacker, on an old public pathway that a man had moved from his property to the side, reached out to pick up a man who tripped on water from a broken jug, in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes about damages from slipping on water if an owned hazardous object is considered a bore or a shore. Dav Chav Tes, so the Siman Dav Chav Tes is a cot. So here goes. The patient on the outdoor hospital cot. Cot? That must be more than Dav Chav Tes. The patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a drop water jug with Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Posheyahu, which reminds us, Gemara brings a Malchokas B'Shas Nafila, if Niskal Posheyahu, the Tanakama Remerhold, Niskal Posheyahu, one who stumbles is negligent, and is high for damages resulting from this negligence. Rebuta holds Niskal Lapesheyahu, one who stumbles is not negligent, and is patur from such damages, only where he had intent, meaning he broke his jug intentionally, is Yichayev. So the patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a dropped water jug, B'Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Posheyahu, to the patient on a cot recovering from a similar fall, Lach Nafila, after the owner was mafkir the jug and its contents, which reminds us, Abai explains that the Malchokas about damages, Lach Nafila, after the fall, is where the owner was mafkir his broken jug and its contents. The Tanakama, Rav Mir holds, mafkir Nezokav Chayv, one who is mafkir his hazardous items, is still Chayv for the damage they cause. And Rav Yudah holds, he's not Chayv. So the patient on the outdoor hospital cot heard from a dropped water jug, B'Shas Nafila, who said he's entitled to damages since Niskal Pesheyahu, to the patient on a cot recovering from a similar fall, Lach Nafila, after the owner was mafkir the jug and its contents, wondered if the man in the street who just lifted some dung less than 3 fachim up and then put it back down intended to acquire it. Which reminds us, the Mishnah states, Ha'hofek is a galal b'rushus rabim. If one turns over dung he found in rushus rabim, he's chayv for damages it causes. Rebbe Elazar said, this is only shenisgavim liskos behen, where he intended to acquire it, but if he did not, he's not chayv. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that if a man tries to give the public a different path through his field, what he gives they get, but the old path does not become his? That's on Duff. Chavches. Good number two, which stuff do we learn if one puts straw or cut straw in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim to become fertilizer and someone is damaged, the owner must pay for the damages? That's on Duff. Lamed. Good number three, which stuff do we learn if one turns over dung he found in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, he's chayv for damages it causes? That's on Duff. Chavtes. Good number four. Which step do you know that one can enforce the law himself, such as in the case where a partner is taking water from a cistern on a day which is not his? That's on Duff. Chavzayin. Good number five. Which step do you know that a person who damages Beshogeg pays only Nezek, not Dal Dvarim? That's on Duff. Chavav. Good number six. which daf niran, if someone tripped over a jug left in the shoes of rabim and broke it, he doesn't have to pay since it's not the way for a person to focus on the road as they walk. That's on daf chav zayin. Good number seven, which daf niran about the permit to take straw which was left in the shoes of rabim. That's on daf lamed. Good number eight, which daf niran if a man pulls out his ox from under an attacking shore and the attacking shore dies, the man is putter from payment. That's on daf Chavches. Good number nine, which something when the one who wants to become a chassid should learn Maseches Nezikin or Perkei Avos or Maseches Brachos? That's on daf Lamed. Good. And number 10, which stuff they learn about Rabbi Meir's Kal Vachomer on why an animal should become a muad if it damages three times on the same day? That's on daf Chav Dalet. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.